time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. My grandfather, a knowledgeable naturalist and avid birder, once shared a secret with me: always seek out the dead trees. With his advice in mind, I dutifully trooped through the forest this fall, looking for the perfect dead tree. I stopped at one, stripped of its needles and bark, limbs empty and outstretched, a faded grayish-blue remnant of a ponderosa pine. Up close, the snag's muted blue color appeared in blotches, as if someone painted areas of the tree in big sweeping brushstrokes. I remembered seeing this blue stain on other dead trees and on old wooden furniture. But where did this soft color come from? The answer lies under the bark. A beetle and a fungus make their home together in the inner bark of ponderosa pines. The beetle is the mountain pine beetle, a parasite whose genus name is literally tree killer. The fungus is called the blue-stained fungus, and it spends much of its life as a passenger on the pine beetle. As you can guess by their names, the beetle kills the tree, and the fungus marks it as dead with a faint blue tinge. Although there is a great deal that scientists do not yet understand about the beetle-fungus relationship, it is clear that the existence of the fungus depends profoundly on the mountain pine beetle. Elusive to the human observer, the mountain pine beetle lives its life under the bark of both living and dead trees. The only time it leaves the bark is when the adults are looking for a new tree to infest. The adults are stout and cylindrical, yellow at first, then black when they are fully mature, and range in size from 5 to 7 millimeters. They have exceptionally tough exoskeletons, which enable them to exist unbothered by microorganisms living over their entire body. The mountain pine beetle doesn't just carry the fungus around like athlete's foot on its outside. The beetle and fungus are so closely linked that the beetle has special cases for its traveling companions inside its body. These tiny sacs are on either side of the beetle mouthpiece and are called meichangia. Under a microscope, these minuscule cases look like near invisible dots, but they can carry anywhere from a dozen to thousands of fungus cells. Crowded in the meichangia, the fungi get a safe, free flight to a tree and an easy trip into the bark inside its winged and wood-boring host. Once in the bark, the fungus remains dormant in such a moist and oxygen-poor environment. It is not until the tree dies and the bark dries out that the fungus awakens. Oxygen enters the tree, and immediately the fungus becomes active and spreads. During this process, the fungus manufactures a brown pigment called melanin. In humans, melanin is the pigment that turns our skin brown in the sun, but in wood it is reflected differently and appears a subtle blue. Scientists have found that there are two kinds of blue-stained fungi present in beetle populations. One benefits the beetle, and the other is believed to harm it. The stain of a weathered snag symbolizes a complex partnership we are working to understand. Though dead, the tree still represents a living entity, as beetles flourish, fungus spreads, and countless birds, mammals, and other microorganisms visit and make their home in this decaying corpse. My grandfather taught me to watch dead trees, and by looking closely, I saw that a natural cycle of life and death is etched in the bark of a faded blue snag. This is Ricarda Ruffel for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. You can contact the Nature Center in Missoula at 327-0405 or visit us on the web at www.thenaturecenter.org.